Welcome back to the Voices of Veritas podcast. We are so excited to be back with you today for the first time in the new school year. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas, and I'm here today with our headmaster, Dr. Woods, and our school nurse, Mrs. Monique Walk. Today, we'll be speaking about the state of the school. What's the same? What's new? Now that we're back together on campus together. Dr. Woods, can you share perspective with the Veritas community and those listening to how things are going at Veritas?
It is exciting to be back. And I will say, when I think back over the past 8 months or so, and I remember where we were, what we went through together as a school community, and where we are now, I'm primarily overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude for God and for the wonderful people within our school community and the things that they've done, the sacrifices they've made, the adjustments they've been willing to go through. It is truly stunning. And when I interact with other headmasters at other classical Christian schools, I do know that we have a beautiful community and we are very blessed to be a part of this community. It was interesting. Just a few weeks ago, I was looking back at some old pictures of Project Exodus when it all started. And then I can remember the time just last year, this time, when we were in the drama room with the faculty and staff, and we were discussing the campaign and the fundraising projects we were going to be going through for the next few years for our new grammar school building. We were getting rid of the old modulars, and we were going to be getting a brand new building. It's hard to believe that was a year ago at this time. And so when I look back at the move, the old modulars leaving, the move into the new temporary modular, which is also going to be leaving very soon, should be gone by the end of September. When I look back at that, when I think about the move into the temporary modular, when I think about shortly after that, we had Christmas break, and then we come back from Christmas break, and then what happens? The pandemic that swept the country and the world. And so we had to then make another move. We took all of our students and faculty and staff, and we moved online. And we were Virtual Veritas. And again, when you think back about what we did in the short time that we did it, it is truly the wonderful working of God with beautiful people who are willing to adapt and to make adjustments. And so we were online for a number of months, but then everything worked out where we decided we were going to come back to be on site. The new building was ready to go at the very beginning of the school year. We were right there at the deadline. The school community would be happy to know and to hear this, that we are right on budget with that building, and we are ready to launch phase two of our fundraising. But I say all that in just a year. And so it's been extraordinary. The pace at times has been a little hectic. At other times we've been able to slow things down. But we're back to what we do. We're teaching and learning in the presence of Christ, the wonderful students that we have here at Veritas.
Amen. And since we've been back together, we've had some new things happening in these halls. And one of the new things, the new additions to Veritas, is our new school nurse.
So Nurse Watt, can you speak to the way that Veritas has opened under pandemic conditions?
Yes, I can. But first, I can't help but comment on what Dr. Woods, when he describes Project Exodus, it makes me smile because I had forgotten about that term. Looking from this side back, all I can think about is just in just the life of Moses, how we are following the fire by night and the cloud by day of the Lord's provision. And the opening of Veritas has been absolutely no different in the way the Lord has provided a way for us to open these doors. And, you know, from a personal note, I look back to March when we transitioned to virtual learning. And there were two things as a parent I had to learn. The first thing I had to get familiar with in order to help my three kiddos to learn effectively was Google. Mm-hmm. I had no knowledge on Google, and I actually learned to love it quickly, and learned everything from Google Chat to Google Meet to Google all this. And and that was, I had no idea the Lord was preparing me that that would be a tool that I would use to make this job effective. So that's one thing. And then also the classical learning, it gave me an opportunity to see classical learning in my living room and up close and personal. And it made me think, boy, I would love to go back and learn that. So I did not see myself in the actual walls of the school, and that's been such a blessing. But, you know, as far as speaking to opening our doors, you know, this is a step in faith to return to this live traditional setting. And, you know, on a practical sense, the guidance from the North Carolina Department of Health, that is what we've leaned into. They developed a toolbox kit for schools across the state, including public and private, in order to help open the doors in a safe and healthy manner. And we have a contact person through the health department that is just wonderful. He's very easy to work with, and just know that they're available. So that has been that's been, you know, our first step in doing that.
So Nurse Walk, share some of the new things that are happening at Veritas, some of our new practices.
Well, I have to say, as far as the adapting, we are surely are outside a whole lot more. That is one thing that I think has actually been positive, because I have just encouraged other, not just my own family, but faculty too, to just kind of think about what is something in these conditions that we would like to take into the future, that we would keep. And this is one thing I would keep, is I love that we are outside a whole lot more.
One of the things that was neat, Mr. Jennings and I walked around when we were all coming back and we were talking about returning. We walked around outside and I said, I would love to see us basically triple our outside seating and outside learning space. And so he took that quite literally and seriously. And if you had a picture before and after, you would notice all the new picnic benches. You would notice all the new seats out there, including as you step down into our wooded area where we have our owl boxes for observing owls. We have two learning spaces now that Mr. Jennings built and designed. And there are teachers who take their students out there for outside learning. So we really took that part seriously of doing everything we can to have our students and our teachers outside more than they've ever been before, but still teaching and learning.
Yeah. And I have to say that it's certainly in the month of September easy to love the outdoors. I know that there's months to come that'll be more challenging, but that is one thing that's been new and great. And I have to just brag on the teachers specifically as far as the adaptation of learning. And I recognize the challenges they have during the day. There's been a lot of creativity on their part to make this possible in this, you know, it's a very challenging time.
Speaking of challenging, how's it been with the face coverings?
Well, I have to say they are not fun. I don't think any of us really like to be behind them, but I am just so pleasantly surprised, especially with the students, that they've just been doing very well with them. But by far, our challenge is distancing. And if you know anything about the spirit of our school, this just does not come natural for us. But I'm really encouraged by the willingness to try and the willingness to make this successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we've covered the new, the challenging. What's old?
You know, when I think about what's old, I would argue that what's old and what remains about Veritas is really what has profoundly enabled us to do what we're doing and to make the adjustments that we needed to make while we experienced this difficult time. Or I could say it this way. It's the classical education and all of the wisdom and the understanding, the knowledge that comes with that classical education, I think also prepares a person, younger and older, to make the kinds of adjustments within the moment and do it in a manner that reflects a peace that comes from God, and do this and go through these things in a manner that isn't just a kind of we're enduring it, we're going to make it through this, this is so horrible. No, it's because of the joy of the Lord that surpasses worldly understanding and worldly circumstances. That is still very much alive at Veritas. I can remember, it was really quite beautiful. I remember the first day when everybody returned, there was this glow and gleam in everyone's eyes. And you couldn't see the smiles on their faces because they were concealed by mask, but you could see the smiles in their eyes. And you could hear the laughter and the joy from their soul. And it really was quite encouraging. And here we are already into week four. And that spirit of joy and willingness to go forward in this moment is quite alive here at Veritas.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. So we've covered the old, the new. What's to come for Veritas?
I think one thing that comes to mind is this balance that's existing now, but we will have to continue to balance the wise, being wise and not fearful. I know that, you know, we need to respect our community, we need to respect authority, but not be under the submission of fear. Mm-hmm. And there is such a delicate balance to that. And I'd like to see to come parents, students, faculty, the whole VCA family, as far as just even the freedom to manage their own health, this is something that's changed. And through more communication, more education, I would like for them to, not feel like they're under someone else's authority for their health and wellness. That is something that's kind of new to all of us. But at the same time, I'm here to navigate that sickness and health. It used to be simple where your child woke up and they weren't feeling well and you just knew what to do. And now it's not that simple. So I'm hoping that parents will be able to think through what's best for the school and the community, but also feel like they have their own authority on the wellness of their children, because we don't want to take this part away. So again, through communication and education, I just hope to still be able to instill into families that they have freedom to be the authority on their children's wellness and health.
Hmm. One thing that just came to my mind, one of my favorite podcasts that we did last year was Mr. Phillips and I, we talked about the place of piety in a classical Christian school. And I would encourage everybody to go back and listen to that podcast, because the heart and soul of that podcast was about what piety looks like in a Christ-centered classical school, which is rooted in the biblical truth of when Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. One of the things that's still very present at Veritas is piety. Mm-hmm. And it's manifested in the ways in which we're responding to mask and social distancing as prescribed by health officials at this moment. We aren't doing this because we're told by the government to do this. We're doing this because we are being told by wise authorities that they say this is how we need to respond. But then when you look at what's at the heart and soul of it, the core of it, the core is piety. Loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. And it's good to see that still very present at Veritas.
Mm. And, you know, as our community remains healthy, we're going to like to push forward on producing the full product of what we've had in the past. And this isn't anything that we want to rush, but that is a goal, to get back to that place. And I have to say, after 4 weeks of school, I'm absolutely overjoyed that it's been COVID-free. I don't take this for granted, and I certainly don't take any credit for it. It's just a culmination of our entire school wanting this to be successful, and that's and the eagerness for that to be successful, along with God coming along and just doing what only He can do. And I like to use the phrase, He's caulking all the holes through prayer. And, from this, we're going to build confidence to do the next best step in this process. And I would love for all of us to ask the Lord boldly for health throughout this entire school year. But I also trust that no matter what happens, He will provide what we need for from there.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll connect what you just said about God's provisions and the way in which the Lord is providing. Even during this difficult time, the Lord has provided the resources that we've needed to come back to school and to keep the faculty and staff intact. And it really has been very encouraging. We are officially launching phase two of our fundraising to continue to pay for the new grammar school building. And so as part of that will be the Rustic Gala, the online auction, the Rustic online auction that's beginning this week. And then we'll also start this week another very exciting part of our phase two with fundraising that has to do with bricks. And that's all I'm going to say right now. It has something to do with bricks, and you'll see more about that. And we do have, as we're going forward into the school year, I've got a very special announcement newsletter today. You ought to look for that. It's going to be really exciting as we reimagine and reaffirm who we are as a Christ-centered classical school and what it is that makes classical Christian education the wonderful thing that it is. We've got a special announcement coming out this week that will affect the entire school community, and I think all of you will be encouraged by that announcement.
This is so exciting. Thank you both for joining us today and for sharing with the community the state of the school. Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to email it to cpritz, C-P-R-I-T-Z, at veritasnc.org. And we look forward to hearing from you and hope you have a wonderful day.